All right, now I want to hear from you. You've been hearing from me all this time. I want to have you guys come on video and share. Maybe you want to share. Let's do a couple things. Sherry, let me get you back on the line.
Howard, Sherry lost her internet connection about 10 minutes ago in her brand new, awesome, super duper place.
Might not be a bad thing. That means you,
right.
You go to the beach. You know what I mean?
Yep. Okay. It's a cold beach, so I don't know what that's like. That's
well, speaking of the beach, I went down to the beach. My neighbor gave me a bottle of water, and it was sitting in the sand. I rushed up here. I didn't want to be late, and so I got sand all over everything. Santi, let's start bringing people on. Here's what I want to know. I want to get everybody on video so that we can have sort of a, you know, I want to do two things. One is I want you to encourage everybody else with what you learned. Two, I want to see us all together so we can encourage each other. I want to see the whole group.
I was about to say, Howard, can you stop sharing your screen so we can start filling up the screen with everybody?
I'm sorry. We got 57 people on right now. I think we had 96 yesterday. I know some are over in the youth. And I want, when the youth program is over, I want those folks to come on and share also, maybe share what some of the young people have learned. So that's the first thing, is I want us to encourage one another. You can encourage us by sharing something that you got out of these 2 to 3 days. Number two, I want you to ask me any question that you want to ask me about professional development, business systems, personal development. We have all the way till 2:30, so we've got about 50 minutes altogether. And so I'm here, I'm available to you, and I'll answer any question that you have. Santiago and Rick, or any of our folks who are in leadership with us, can tackle your questions as well. All right, so who wants to share their biggest takeaway first?
Let me get everybody else as we join, so everybody else can get started, okay?
All right. I love seeing all these Hollywood squares, these Brady Bunch squares on here. All right, raise your hand if you want to go, if you want to share your biggest takeaway. Go, Elise.
Okay. So mine was between Jim talking about optimal versus maximum performance, because I'm constantly trying to maximize everything. And so I'm stressed out all the time. And so with all his stuff, thinking about, so what is optimal versus what's maximum? But then when Dr. Leaf was talking yesterday, and she was saying that, you know, looking for the perfect you and all those elements and things like that. So how are you in your optimum? So I think her tools can, I want to go through all those assessments and stuff and trying to see what is the optimum Elise? And then how do I live in that realm instead of my normal that I've been doing for almost 48 years now of maximizing as hard as I could push myself until I burn out, and then I got to go back. So that's been my biggest takeaway, I think, between the few days. So thanks.
Awesome. Absolutely. Really, what you're talking about is balance, right? I mean, we get so like just worked up and everything, and we feel like we're not accomplishing enough. We beat up on ourselves, or, you know, so getting that balance and that flow is so important. Okay, raise your hand if you want to go next. Who's next? Okay, Lewis, then Dave. Let me see your hands, please, if you want to share. Ronald, who else is going to share your biggest takeaway? Pamela, who else? Okay. Santi, you want to do the muting and unmuting?
Yeah, give me one. Actually, everybody can. mute and unmute themselves. Just keep yourself muted while you're not sharing.
Lewis, biggest takeaway, Dave and Ronald on deck.
Well, yeah, this whole strategies for success exercise that we did, you know, in bite-sized pieces, what an amazing, tremendous tool to use with staff and even family members.
Absolutely.
By the way, can I just add a plug real quick for Lewis?
Sure.
I was just there Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. Okay, we left right at, as before Wednesday. We had such a blast. I can't tell you how awesome it was, to the point that my son was crying because he was missing it. But he was just like, oh, man, can we go back over there like this weekend? Can we just go over there and say hi to them? Can we just – it was seriously amazing. And I want everybody in here to just, you know, go there. Yeah.
You went to Owl Creek?
Yeah.
With your family?
Yeah, that's what we did on the beginning of the week. It was awesome.
Man, you had family camp. That's awesome.
Yeah, that's exactly right. So I'm just saying that every single person in here needs to check out Lewis's info. Lewis, if you want to put the link on there, that'd be cool. Just saying. Because now everybody can see each other's stuff. And when you guys go there.
It's going to be full up now, Chief, with Inner Circle.
I'm just saying, it was amazing. And when you do go there, make sure you sign up for the ATV rides and that you sign up for the boat rides, okay?
Because go to the waterfall, man.
I am just, and Howard, I finally got to see the place where you almost died.
I'm looking. Happy you went. I had no idea. So busy. We don't even know, you know, what the other person is doing.
It was awesome.
That's awesome. That is, and so
it, you
awesome.
Know, it's because you posted, you were there. I was like, oh my goodness, you know, family camp's not happy. I got to go. And so I started texting Lewis, and Lewis was like, yeah, come on.
Dude. So it was. Lewis, you got something special going on there, Chief.
It is a blessing, and again, thank you for your all support, because I probably wouldn't have stepped out to doing what we're doing there if it wasn't for the support and just the confidence and the relationships and the encouragement and the leadership and all those things. And we are having our best month since we've started this month.
That's awesome. Man, you went through some trials, brother. You went through the fire, dude. I love it. Okay, Dave, you're going to share next. Biggest takeaway from these past 2 days.
Yeah. One, there's two. One is what Rick said was really powerful yesterday about when we talk about a poor self-image, and he said we're made in the image of God, and I just – that really hit me. That was that sort of ends it right there.
Yeah.
The other thing is
you
the
mean it
wheel
begins
of light.
It.
What's that?
It doesn't end it. It begins it.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Starts over right there.
Yeah, that's right, man. That's a new beginning right there.
Yeah. But, and then the other thing that, an idea that kind of hit me that I'm not sure where I'm going to land with this, but the wheel of life, you know, we always see sort of to go out towards the 10. And I started wondering if the 10 might need to be in the middle and get everything balanced first before you can get that wheel to roll.
All these people that are always messing with the program and trying to reinvent the wheel.
Okay. Hey, got to think outside the box.
Let's keep wondering about that, okay?
If there's somebody that can make you laugh, that Dave is the guy every single time. He has a gift.
That's
right,
for
Dave?
Sure.
Yeah, man.
Well, thank you. Thank you.
That's for sure. All right, who's up next? Ronald Carlson, and then I'm going to go to Pamela. And who wants to share after that? Let me see your hand. Share your takeaway. All right, if you don't raise your hand, I'm going to call on you. Go ahead, Ronald. What's your biggest takeaway? All right, Dwight and Greg.
It was when Tom said, the way we see our future determines our thinking, which determines our performance. And then what really hit me was, as a leader, we must be able to communicate and paint the picture of the future for our staff. And that one, in these bleak times, be able to paint the picture for the staff is important. And I want to say, hey, hi, Bob, fellow Potter. I haven't been
fellow
on.
Fellow Potter.
Yeah, fellow Potter. I haven't been on for a while. It's good to see Bob.
You talking about Bob All?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, he's the man. So we got a new word, fellow Potter. Is that P-O-D-D-E-R, a Potter? Okay, Dwight, you're up next.
All right. Hey, everybody. So my planning still isn't that great. So I only picked, I kind of had to bounce in and out and I picked up things. But I think that sort of leads me to my biggest takeaway, though, is that constant repetition. I mean, I've been listening to Zig's stuff for about 10 years. And it was only finally when I talked to you, Howard, this last spring when I said, you know, I just needed to talk to you. I sold myself on joining up. But I just, you know, needed to know that I can relate to everybody, that we're all the same journey. Especially when you bring in the principles of Christ and grace and truth into things, that perfect you, man, it's a, there's something about being in community where we're all pushing towards this stuff together. But specifically, I was able to take things that we were talking about today and yesterday and apply them to one of my employees. You know, he's just, you know, he's got a bunch of stuff going on, and I was able just to keep encouraging him, you know. So it was good for me to, you know, not get frustrated, but it was able to just take this stuff and just to directly apply it and really start lifting him up and, you know, put these things in. And Lewis, what you said, man, about applying this to employees, I'm like, yeah. Amen, absolutely, you know. Yes. It's so those were my takeaways.
Beautiful, love it. Sorry, I meant to go to Pamela. Pamela, go ahead. Let's get you unmuted. Yeah.
There I am.
Yes.
Well, okay. So there was several things, of course, but I think my number one thing was the rediscovery of yourself, because I found that in my life, I have kind of pushed down certain aspects of my personality in order to conform to the needs of those around me. And I sort of lost a part of myself along the way, because, and I discovered that when I was listening to Santiago, and I've been thinking about this. I really crave inspiration. I love to be inspired. And I've noticed that that's part of my personality too. I just haven't been able to. Okay, no, that's not right. I've chosen not to force myself to be uncomfortable and let that come out. Does that make sense? Because in the business world, like, okay, I used to be in programming, ha, 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 but I'm really a people person. So you get the gist, programmers are not people. Yeah. Okay.
Right.
So, the other thing I really liked was, all of our passions are there for a reason. And I am passionate about the military. I am passionate about youth. I'm passionate about those men in blue and women in blue who protect us and help us with our freedoms. You know, when we weren't even alive yet, they gave their lives and they continue to give their lives. And here we are, society is bashing them and worse, but every single one of those passions is there for a reason, and don't be afraid to embrace those, because you're actually nixing yourself of an opportunity to pour into someone else.
Absolutely. And I think that that's you know, if there's been any breakdown in our society, it's been the breakdown of community. And we become so divided. It's like, you know, we're in this together. No, we're not. We're, Jim Cathcart said, no, we're not. We're going through the same thing, but we're not together. There's this side, whatever. But I think having supportive people around you and having a community where you can express those passions and express those desires, as Zig Ziglar said, you share your give-up goals with everybody. You share your go-up goals or what you're excited about. Because the thing is that you're excited about something and other people that are around you are like, you know, poo-pooing your ideas or, you know, who do you think you are and that kind of stuff. It's very discouraging. And so, anyway, glad you're here today and glad you saw that and got that from the program today. Okay, I was just getting a message from Santiago. Okay, Mr. Greg Balls, the Balls.
Hi, Howard. Yeah, hey, it's been a great few days. Thank you again for yesterday. I got the blessing to be here with you, Cammy. What did you like?
My favorite nugget for the day was whatever we plant in our minds, nourished with repetition and emotion, will one day become a reality. That one was huge for me.
And for me, yesterday, whenever you meet any person, they have a sign around their neck, make me feel important. And that kind of really stuck out to me. You know, enhance people when you commit to it. It's not about the end goal, it's the journey, the person who you become along the way. And the work on my I am every day. And it's not the past. You can't change that. You just learn from it and you work on your present, because we all make a difference. It's not our nation or state or neighborhood or house. First thing you got to change is the 6 inches between your ears. Yeah. Then you can change your house, hopefully, with that positive community, then the neighborhood, the state, and then the nation. So yeah. I appreciate.
Absolutely. Well, thank you for coming yesterday, and appreciate the cards and the gifts that you left here for me. And glad you got to experience a moment of the Dream Beach. And Greg is the only person, Greg and Cammy are the only people who actually ended up making it to Destin. So
we're the mask on.
Yeah. Oh yeah, man. So I don't know if I can show this or not, but they sent me a picture of how they got here on the airplane, and they basically wore gas masks on the plane. Yeah. If you have those, we'd love to see you guys with those on. I was like, he sent me the picture. I was like, this is hilarious. If I got on a plane right now, this is what I'd be wearing. Okay. I want to ask Greg one more question. Who's up after Greg? Okay, there we go. This is how they traveled on the airplane, right there. Hey, put your view on speaker view real quick, up at the top. Now, Greg, talk to us for a second so we can see you on the big screen.
I'm sorry. I don't know where to do that.
Not you, everybody else. Just click on speaker view and Greg, say something.
Looks like Darth Vader.
I don't see speaker view, so.
No, you don't have to do it. Everybody else did it. So you're fine. You're fine. Anyway, yeah, so I thought that was hilarious. By the way, we have several new Lifetime members. I don't know if any of you guys want to identify yourself as Lifetime members or not, but you're welcome to. Ben Spees, Dwight, who else? Yes, Elise, even if you're currently a lifetime member, you were a lifetime member before today. Several people signed up. Bob All is a lifetime member. Greg Ball signed up. Lifetime 777, right? Yay. Awesome. I think we have 6 or 8 new lifetime members, so we're so excited about that. Okay. Let's see. Who's next? Your biggest takeaway from the last couple of days. Then I'm going to do a Q&A, and then I'm going to have a few quotes I want to close with. Okay, Deanna is next. Who wants to go after Deanna? Let me see your hands. Who's going to be on deck? Okay, Ben. All right. Go ahead, Deanna.
So it scares me when you say the biggest takeaway, because there were so many of them.
Good.
I mean, it was just perfectly woven together.
Good.
I know you did it on purpose, but everything that Jim Cathcart talked about, the profile that we need to create of ourselves, and then Dr. Caroline Leaf talking about the brain, and it all flowed together perfectly. I love it. I love what Dr. Leaf said about we can't push the bad things that have happened to us down inside, because I think that's my tendency a lot of times, just to gloss over it, that we need to let it rise to the surface and acknowledge our feelings and address it so that we can help others and see about it. So but I loved everything, and it was interesting. I had just come in from lunch after telling my repair people, I'll never get rid of all these boxes in the house. And he looked at me and he said, Deanna, what are you talking about? When you say that, then it puts that in your brain. And I thought, here, I just spent the last 2 days talking about this. And then I reverted back to what I would normally do. So yep. I think it's such a, you have to consciously every day think about being positive. So my second takeaway is, and that's not me in the background, that's somebody else that has their microphone on before it was time for them to talk. So
I didn't even hear it.
So everybody else, no. So now I've lost my train of thought. About living by principles. And I love, you know, the whole point of us getting to Destin was so that we could spend time reviving ourselves and rejuvenating. And I just want to thank you, because I feel like that even though we're not on the beach and we didn't get to do YOLO board or sing our Green Acres song, that I feel like we still achieved some rejuvenation. And I just, it's so important to keep being reminded about, we don't have to succumb to the circumstances that are going on in this world. We choose what's happening. And if we continue to choose that, as Tom said with his book, we've got to choose what we think, what we feel, and what we do. And I want to share with you, I'm reading this great book. It's called The Fear Virus. Mm. And it was written by my pastor's son, Dr. Ed Yum Jr. And in it, I tried to say, when we talk about fear, false evidence being real, he says, as a believer, let's start to think of it as facing everything with assurance and reverence.
Mm.
And so just turn it around a little bit. Instead of being fearful of it, use that fear to address whatever we need to so that we can grow and be stronger. Thank you for my time today. And I'm sorry, too, we didn't get to build our sandcastles.
Yes, I know. Guys, that is the highlight of the Destin Dream Retreat. So I guess if we look at it on the positive side, what can we take away from it? We will be more excited about coming next year. We'll be more excited about doing our sandcastles. And we have a whole another year to plan that out. All right, Ben, you're up next. What is your biggest takeaway for the last 2 days? And by the way, before Ben shares, I want to see if the Marians. Okay, there's Sarah. And where is Jamie at? I want to get Sarah and Jamie on video. And I want you guys to tell us all about what happened with the youth program. And any of you guys that were in the Generation Ziegler, I'd like to hear about that as well. So Ben and then Sarah and Jamie, if Jamie is still on. Okay, go ahead, Ben.
Right. Hey, everybody. So Dr. Caroline Leaf gave us one thing we can do every day, of course, besides ordering the bundle and answering all the questions in The Perfect You, which I'm about halfway through, and you really do learn a lot about yourself and think in ways you've never thought before about your mindset. So I'd highly recommend that. But one thing we can start doing every day is stepping outside of our mind and our thoughts and observing our actions and what we're doing. So watching our day-to-day actions and evaluating them, you know, if we like what we see or if we need to change them.
Beautiful. Love that. Love that. That constant, if all of us could come to the place that she talked about where you're watching, you're thinking, feeling, and choosing like you're watching a movie, right? You're separating yourself and just observing your behavior, then we can respond to that so much better. So awesome. Now, Elise, I want to come to you and Ariana in just a second. I want to hear from Sarah and Jamie. Ariana, are you going to share with us? You going to share your biggest takeaway?
Sure.
Tell you what, while I got you, let me go ahead and let you share your biggest takeaway. Which group were you? You were in the younger group, right? You were in the Phenomenal Youth?
Yes.
With Mrs. Marion and Mrs. Hallis. What was your biggest takeaway?
My biggest takeaway is that we all have something to learn. If it's not one thing, it's another thing. That's pretty much it.
Do you feel that you could use what you learned to improve yourself and become a better person?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. How many years have you been studying with me now?
I don't know.
It's many.
Six?
Six.
Oh.
About 5 or 6
I
years.
I picture you at the Destined Dream Retreat when you were 5.
Uh-huh. 5 years old.
Absorbing. Even though she might have been hitting balloons in the conference room, she was absorbing all the information. So.
Oh, yeah, she was definitely doing that. I remember that.
What did you make yesterday? You made fuzzy, what were they?
Warm fuzzies?
Warm fuzzies. I got a warm fuzzy yesterday at the end of the day. That was really nice.
Awesome. So, Ariana, can I ask you a question?
Yeah?
How are you doing today? What kind of day is today?
It's a once-in-a-lifetime phenomenal day. And actually, Miss Hallis, she actually said that right as I was going to leave to come. So she said that.
See which that? You're making an impression on other people. Look at that.
I thought it was great.
We say that every day. That's our greeting.
I love that.
It's a departure.
Yeah.
Love that. Hey, it's pretty phenomenal living on Planet Phenomenal, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, I'm proud of you, and I'm so grateful to, you know, see someone like yourself absorbing all of this at such a young age. I think you were my youngest student so far. I don't know. Jamie Hallis, Ethan, 2 years old, probably the youngest. But you are first. Yeah. All right. Okay, let's go to Mrs. Marion and Mrs. Hallis. Y'all come on and tell us what happened in Phenomenal Youth and tell us all about it.
We had a bunch of phenomenal kids today. It was fantastic. And yesterday, so we sang a lot of songs and made warm fuzzies and talked about encouraging other people and that everyone is phenomenal. We had 99 ways to say very good that we went over. Mm-hmm. That was a lot. We said the I am statement so many times. I think everybody can just about say it, Mrs. Hallis worked with us, taking away words, so we had to say the I am statement without the words on the screen anymore.
Wow. Love it. So, Esther May, what's your biggest takeaway from the last couple of days?
What did he say? The thing fell out.
So, what was your biggest takeaway from the last couple of days?
I don't know.
So, you were on Ziegler?
Mm-hmm. Yes, I was. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so you're on the Generation Ziegler?
She was on Generation.
Oh, sorry, I didn't realize you were on AirPods and they couldn't hear. What was your biggest takeaway from the Generation Ziegler?
What was the biggest problem in the 50s?
Oh, that the biggest problem in the 50s was bubblegum.
We've come a long way, baby, in the wrong direction, haven't we?
Yeah, now it's bullying.
Yeah. Let me ask Let me ask you
and
a question. Sorry.
What did you say?
Would you like to be certified to teach that course one of these days?
Sure.
Okay. And you still remember the 15 statements of you're at the top when?
Yes.
Okay. You want to recite those for us before we close today?
Sure. You're at the top when you understand that failure is an event, not a person. Yesterday ended last night, and today is your brand new day. You have made friends with your past, are focused on the present, and optimistic about your future. You know that success doesn't make you, and failure does not break you. You recognize, claim, develop, and use your God-given physical, spiritual, and mental abilities for the glory of God and the benefit of mankind. That's the wrong one.
Just say my one.
You are mature enough to delay gratification and shift your focus from your rights to your responsibilities. You're secure in who you are, so you're at peace with God and in fellowship with man. You know that failing to stand for what is morally right is the prelude to being the victim of what is criminally wrong. You have made friends with your adversaries and gained the love and respect of those that know you best. You know that others can give you pleasure, but joy comes from what you do for others. Oh, you love the unlovable, give hope to the hopeless, friendship to the friendless, and encouragement to the discouraged. You can look back in forgiveness, forward in hope, down with compassion, and up with gratitude. You know that he who would be the greatest among all must be the servant of all. And you stand in front of the creator of the universe and he says to you, well done, good and faithful servant.
Wow. Awesome.
Very good job, Esther May.
Thank you.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Esther May, I was going to give you some time to prepare. Like, you had like 15 minutes to prepare, and then you just started giving to us. So, phenomenal job.
Thank you.
Yeah, I'm so proud of you.
Oh, and I also discovered that this kind of shirt works just as well as a green screen. I turned into a palm tree.
What kind of shirt is that?
A green one.
It's just green. Same color as the screen.
The things that you learn. I love
your
it.
Headphone thing sometimes works too.
That's awesome. Okay, so while I got the Marians, Daniel, what was your biggest takeaway from the last 2 days?
Phenomenal Youth was really good. Let's see. I really like the 99 ways to say very good.
Can you give
implement some of those? What's that?
Can you give us a couple of those?
Super good. You're doing really well. I've never seen anyone do it that good. Keep on trying. You really outdid yourself today. Much better. Super good.
Yeah, and we made a great recording of it. We could share it with you. So it has a beach in the background and
love it. Love it, love it, love it. Man, I am the most blessed man on the planet. I do have one question though, and that is, did anybody say BTP, OTT, WCEB, LTD, OTP, OTC? Did anybody say that?
No. Not yet, so.
Now, for the newbies out there, that stands for better than phenomenal, over the top, who could ever believe, living the dream, off the planet, off the charts. Yes. Sarah, I can't thank you enough for doing that. And Jamie, let's hear from your team.
What do you want to know from our team?
Everything. How did it go? What did people learn? What did you discover through it?
I discovered that God is really good and his timing is perfect. I was really appreciative of how you just kind of put Sarah and I together, like, hey, you guys are doing this. And, you know, we're talking like, hey, I wonder what we're doing. And like, we find out from you what we're doing. But it's just been amazing and phenomenal to work with Sarah, someone of the same mind, who loves the Lord, who's a business owner, who has wonderful children, and just connecting with her, especially with some of the struggles that I have gone through this year. She's been such an encouragement for me. And I was just privileged and excited to still be alive and be here. And excited for the children that showed up and were responding on the chat. We had a lot of good interaction. We were kind of worried because of the age that we were working with. And so I see Charlotte on there, and we got to see pictures of the children. They emailed us the pictures of their warm fuzzies and reported on their homework and what they were doing. Just really pouring into them, into their mind, and getting in their heart how phenomenal they are, and working through the I am statement. We gave them a PDF of it so they could frame it and hang it up in their rooms if they want to, and just really kind of coinciding with what Dr. Leaf was saying about being you and how who you are is a gift to others.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable. How about the kids? Let me hear from your kids. Hey, Nick.
Hey, Howard.
So, Nick, what was your biggest takeaway from the last 2 days? And then I want to hear from some of the kids. What did you guys experience?
I guess my biggest takeaway would probably be Dr. Leaf and just kind of solidifying the uniqueness of every person. And I guess that's been a struggle for me personally. And just hearing her talk about it and being able to go through that again, just kind of like, oh, yeah, I don't have to be like this person and this person. It's time me and that's the way God created me to be, and I have a purpose to fulfill, and because we're all phenomenal, right?
Yeah, becoming the best version of yourself. You know, a lot of times in today's culture, people want to say, well, I'm just going to be me. I'm just going to be, well, are you going to be you in the flesh? Or are you going to be who God made you to be? Yeah, okay. What about your children?
I have Arustus and Tora here. They were both in Generation Ziggler.
Hey, Rusty. Hey, Tora.
My two big takeaways were, one, about the negative self-talk. If it really gets to you, you can write it down and then read it to yourself, then crumple it up and chuck it in the garbage or burn it in your backyard. And the second one was the difference between dreams and goals. A dream is your mind operating at night And then a goal is when you kick a, is how you get a point in soccer.
Nice. Let's crumple these things up and throw them away rather than burning them. How about that? Is that fair enough? Okay. Awesome. Okay, Tora, what about you?
When you have a goal, you should work. You should give it your all to reach that goal.
And you were in Generation Ziegler?
Yep.
Okay, perfect, perfect. Faith, were you in Phenomenal Youth? Yes?
Yeah, I was in Phenomenal Youth.
Is there something you wanted to share that maybe that you learned in that?
I learned that if you let anyone else vote your own vote, then they'll go to where they want instead of where you want.
So you want to row your own boat, right? I love that. Well, I love you guys. I'm so proud of you, and I'm so thankful. We're all thankful to you guys for blessing us so much.
You are all a blessing to us.
You bet. Okay, anybody else who had youth in either one of the programs that wants to share? Let me see your hands or just unmute yourself and talk to us. I can't see everybody on the screen. So, Pamela, who is this? Let's get you unmuted.
This is my daughter, Casey.
Hi, Casey.
Hi.
So, how old are you?
I'm 17.
Okay. So, tell me about Gen Z. Tell me about Generation Ziegler.
It was really great. I learned a lot, had some fun.
What's your biggest takeaway?
My biggest takeaway would probably be the whole goal setting thing, because it's a whole new way of looking at how to make goals and how to stick to them and things like that.
Awesome, awesome. Are you glad you went through it?
Yes.
Perfect. Well, thank you for joining us, all right? And guys, I can't see everybody's hand because we've got three screens now. But I see Dwight. So Dwight, you go next. Anybody else who wants to share, just go ahead and unmute yourself and just say I'm next when you're ready. Go ahead, Dwight.
All right. This is Brooklyn.
Hello.
Hi, Brooklyn.
Hi. My biggest takeaway was when we had the dream sheet, or was it called a dream sheet? Oh, not, okay, whatever. It was like a dream sheet with a circle and then like the different like career and then personal. And I thought it was really cool because I never really thought about my dreams, or I have, but it seems so distant to me. And then to think that like I can set goals to make sure they get achieved is really cool.
Awesome. And how old are you?
I'm 14.
14. So you were in Generation Ziegler. So that's what we call the wheel of life.
Mm-hmm.
The wheel of life. Awesome. Thank you for sharing. Glad you were there. Someone else, you can just speak out because, again, I can't see everybody. Anybody else want to share a takeaway from the youth session? We got about, we got 9 minutes left. Anybody else? Okay. Any final questions? Awesome. Who's
this is
that?
Gabriel and Abigail. 4 and 5. They did sessions with Mrs. Marion and Mrs. Hallis. Thank you.
Awesome. Of course. You bet. Okay, you guys are going to be hearing Phenomenal in your house a lot now. Get your kids involved. It's not all over. It's just beginning. Right, Dave? Okay, anybody else? Any questions for me before we close? Hey, Melissa. Hey, Jeff.
Hey, Howard. Hey, everybody.
Love those shades. Hold on. Where are my shades at? Oh, well. They're over there.
Okay, so my biggest takeaway was Jim when he said, when meeting about the direction of the company, make sure that the purpose, vision, mission, and values are aligned. See, I know you love me.
You know, when as soon as it's over, I'm on the beach, right? I'm sorry. I'm interrupted. I'm distracted.
No, that's okay. No, I love it. So my biggest takeaway was that when Jim said that when meeting about the direction of our company, and of course with COVID, we've had to pivot and take a different direction that we never thought we would. Mm-hmm. And so it was a great reminder that in doing what we're doing, we have to make sure that our new purpose, vision, mission, and values are aligned. And that's something that I totally didn't think about, but now it's top of mind.
Absolutely. Now, Jeff.
Talk to me.
Obviously, you have not been to the barber shop.
No, this is 6 months, and I usually get it every 3 weeks.
I was going to say, you know what? It looks good on
I love his hair now, Howard.
It's high maintenance. Once I get tired of it being high maintenance, then I'm going back to number one.
Listen, you have... You look 10 years younger, man. I'm telling you.
I got to do the gel thing if we go out because it just gets too messy.
The what thing?
I got to put some gel in it if we go out because it's just all over the place if the wind blows.
He looks like Rod Stewart with his hair messy.
I might mess up my hair, but I'm tempted to. I thought you said the yell thing. I was like, man, we might have to close with Jeff's rebel yell. Oh. But it would scare all the kids. Let's not do that. All right. Anything else before we close?
Yep, one more here.
Okay.
This is Ali. She's one of our attends church with us. And when we found out that Gen Z was going to happen, we invited her and some other kids, and they spent the time in Gen Z with us here at the furniture store.
Awesome. Hi, Ali.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm good.
Just good?
Yeah.
Better than phenomenal.
Better than. Okay, perfect. So tell me about Gen Z.
Well, I really like it because I can't really pick which one that I like because it's... Because I think it's great that we know that we're doing this because for us kids, as kids, because you know, we're like young and like, I guess it's easier to learn stuff as we're young. And it's great for us whenever we like for our future as we get older and stuff.
Awesome. How old are you?
I'm 13.
13. Okay. Man, listen, if we can get you guys at 13 years old to get your head on right and your heart straight, which I know that yours probably already is, and you can develop yourself and avoid a lot of the issues and challenges that that people experience, we're gonna live in a better world. So thank you for being a part. And Ron and Debbie, just you guys have the biggest hearts in the world bringing these kids in to learn this stuff. So Ali, it's nice to meet you. Is it Ali or Ali?
It's Ali.
Ali, okay, nice to meet you.
Sandra, Alessandra.
Alexandra, I know an Alexandra.
Yes, Alessandra.
Oh, Alessandra, okay, perfect. Now I know an Alessandra too. All right, who else we got here?
Thank you, Howard, for putting it on.
Listen, thank you. Blesses my heart. Someone else want to share? Okay. All right. Well, Rick Jones, what would you like to share before we close, sir?
Well, I think today we've heard, and yesterday and the day before, we heard from some great people that spoke some very wise words. We found out we've got a lot of tools, a lot of resources for our members. And I think it's probably time now that I saw a picture on the wall. I believe it was Pamela's house. And it said, time to cowboy up and cowgirl up, right? And that means what we call implementation. So information is great, knowledge is great, but it's what we do with it that makes it really phenomenal. Fantastic, fantastic conference, Howard. Great one.
Awesome. Awesome. Thank you, sir. So what was that? Cowboy up.
Cowboy up, cowgirl up.
YOLO up. Okay. Here's what I want to leave you with. First of all, thank you so much. We recorded the youth sessions just for internal purposes. I know that I better watch those when I don't mind crying. So thank you guys for making that a reality. We really can change our culture. We can create a positive community. You know, the thing is that we all have big dreams and we get distracted, we get comfortable, and I am so looking forward to finally pursuing that big dream of local communities all over the world meeting as part of the inner circle. And it's just it's a numbers thing. It's an energy thing, just investing the time, money, and energy. January 1, we're off and running. And over this next little bit, what I would like to get your help on is I'd like for you to think about, are there business owners that you know that need to be a part of this? And if so, just introduce them to us and we'll get some resources in their hand. As I shared just a second ago, until a lot of people think in their business, everything's fine. But then when they start realizing what's available, they're like, wow. And so over this next little bit, we would like to figure out how we can help you help other business owners. Let me just put it that way. And I'll close with this statement. And it is this. You can. Whatever it is that you want to do, you can do it. The reason that you can is because you are. You are phenomenal. You were created. You were born to win. You can because you are. I think this entire thing was about really who are we, this entire theme. And as someone said earlier, the fact that everything was woven together from starting with the Acorn Principle in our leadership group with Jim Cathcart, Know Yourself, Grow Yourself, Dr. Caroline Leaf, Ziegler, there's one theme there, and that is that you can because you are. And finally, the reason that, or the way that we can become the best version of ourselves is right here on the screen. We need each other. We need this, we all need the support, the encouragement, the accountability to become the best version of ourselves. Our kids are not going to grow up to be the people that they need to be without community. And that's the thing that we're missing in our culture today. We live such independent, isolated, digital lives, we need community. And I want to thank you for being that positive, phenomenal, BTPOTT, amazing community from the bottom of my heart. Yes or yes. Okay, everybody. Have a phenomenal rest of your day, and we'll see you next week, okay? Bye, everybody.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Future and our goals inside.